This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Wow, I love you. I think you're brilliant too. How you went with the like, I like sports. Like you talk games with them.
Yeah, and then you're like in on their ball, on their weakness. Yeah.
And then touchdown, like, topless.
Here's a little bit of bent over ass for you.
Yeah, genius.
Yeah, I'll do like a contest. I'll say like, okay, guys, like for the game today, who's gonna get the first touchdown? It's $10 entry. enter as many times as you want.
That's amazing. You must love that, it's
guys.
Genius.
I feel so uncreative that I am one, not on OnlyFans, and two, that I am not making these men do contests for touchdowns for money. What am I, a fucking idiot?
Titties for touchdowns.
Titties for touchdowns all day.
So oh, good. Yeah. I need to trademark that.
Go ahead. You're welcome. We'll send you our bill.
Take us to dinner.
Yeah. I got you.
Wow.
Yeah. So my best month was 15K, and that was in May. And then last month was only 9, so slipping a little bit. But.
Oh, yeah. You poor thing. What are we to do?
So, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they say, Alan? Don't
knock it till you try it.
Nope. They say, Alan, you take it a nap. We're jerking off over there.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Alan, they say, don't something other people something.
Alan, what is this? Fucking like Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
No, don't something other people's kink.
Oh, kink shame. Don't
kink. Kink shame?
Just say it.
Girl, just say what you're saying.
I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Great. Now I'm going to have to go crazy.
Can you just Google it really quick?
You know who says this?
No, I don't know what's saying it.
A therapist, Nikki.
Oh.
She says,
don't shame someone else's kink.
But it's like a rhyming thing and it's good.
Oh.
Okay, I'll think of it.
Don't kick someone else's kink.
Well, to me, I think a lot of people that just decide to hate on it, especially guys, it's like you hate on it because you couldn't get someone. I mean, that sounds conceited. Like girls, I hate on it. It's like if you wouldn't make $100,000 in 9 months showing your boobs and you're, I mean, okay, that's fine, but don't hate on me because I did.
Yeah, no.
It just makes you look.
First of all, they're your tits. So the only people concerned about those should be your mother who made them and you who wear them. Anybody else can go fuck off.
How many girls are sending nudes for free to guys on Tinder?
Right. Like, fuck off, respectfully.
It's not like it's unheard of in our age demographic that mm-hmm. people are already doing this.
Yeah.
So, but another thing about the self-esteem thing, I used to get like if somebody called me fat or if somebody called me, you know, something about my appearance, I mean, I would like stress over it for days. Like it would never get out of my mind. I would be so upset. And so now, like the other day, some guy was like, oh, if I ever saw you on the sidewalk, I would have to go to the other side of the road because your ass is so fat and flabby and you're disgusting. And I just quote tweeted it with my earnings statement. And I was just like, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for my flat, flabby ass. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. So. A fucking men. They only wish.
There is literally guys that will be like, ew, like her ass is so fat. And then there are guys like, yo, her ass is so fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There's guys who are like waiting for that. You know what I mean? Like it's everyone's got like their own attraction. And like some guys really like body types that you would never think anybody would be attracted to. They're like, please don't ever change. Please just.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just like we're attracted to different kind of guys. Like you're not going to be for everyone. That's just the
yeah.
reality.
Like people literally make fun of me. The fact that I was like, yeah, I like a guy with like big arms and like a thick stomach, like a guy who's like beefy and hefty, like abs are not for me. And they're like, ew, who says that? Like who wouldn't want a guy with abs? Me, bitch. It's a lot of fucking pressure. And I don't need you meal prepping on a fucking Sunday night. Me.
Oh my God,
I don't
same.
Like it. Dad bods and big arms. That's what I'm saying.
Abs, no, they're not for me.
Right. But there are girls that think, oh my God, like a guy who has abs like needs a girl who has abs. It's not a lot. That's not always the case. Like a lot of guys do it because they're self-conscious about themselves, but then they want a girl who's thicker. Like I've seen it. I've been a victim of that. I have,
yeah.
You know, I've been like guys who are fucking abbed out and they're like, oh my God, your body's perfect. And are like obsessed with it. And I'm like, I guess whatever works for you, bro.
Yeah, no, I've definitely had that same experience. Mm-hmm. So that's just how it goes. Like, no one is going to be attractive to everyone right. on this planet. Just the reality. Yeah.
Well, can I tell you something in equivalence? Yeah. When I was younger and I was like literally 20 years old and I'd be going to party in the city with my friends and my mom would be like, you're 20 years old. How are you paying for bottle service and all this shit? And I'm like, my friends are promoters. They literally pay for everything for us. And my mom could not fathom like how we were out every single night and not a dollar was spent. She was like, what is mm-hmm. going on here? And I'm like, nothing. That's literally their job. Bring in hot girls. They mm-hmm. get paid to bring in hot girls. And we get to drink for free. And we get to hang out with our friends who we became really close with. And that's what it is. And she, because she never had that, she was like, I can't comprehend how people just give you stuff. Like, you know, and I was like, no, yeah, that's just, right. it's just weird. It's the situation of each thing, you know? And I get right. what you're yeah. saying because of that.
Yeah, that's more what the struggle is, why I don't really talk to them about mm-hmm. it. But it's been good. I have had two circumstances, though, where I met someone in public and they already followed me on OnlyFans and they wow. didn't tell me.
Did that freak you out?
I don't know how much time we have, but one I met out at a bar. I was out of town and I texted like, hey, where's a cool place to go in Milwaukee? And he was like, oh, I just moved here. This is a really fun bar.
And then went there.
Okay, whatever. I'll meet you there. I meet people from Twitter all the time. We talk, we have a great time conversing for like 3-4 hours. He's really cute, charismatic. I'm like, wow, I actually kind of like this guy. We have a ton in common. So later in the night, he's like, so like, I don't want to be weird, but I know you have OnlyFans. Tell me about it. We talk about it. The next day, I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I would hang out with him again. The next day, he starts texting me. He's like, okay, well, should I go for it and follow your page? I'm like, yeah, sure. So later in the day, he tells me that he followed. I go to look at my notifications, and I didn't have a new subscriber, like, in the time that he had said that. So I was like, huh, I don't see that. And he tells me his username. I see he had been subscribed since the beginning of my page. So he'd been subscribed for like 6 months.
Yeah, he was a fan.
I can tell you that not having OnlyFans, but being on TV, when guys hit me with the I know you from Jersey Licious, it makes my fucking skin crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Because you're like, whoa, that ew. Your opinion of me could yeah. be
not
anything.
Only that, like, why mm-hmm. the fuck are you watching that?
Yeah, true.
A lot of concerns have been risen, yes.
Yeah. So then he starts sending me pictures of like his sex toy collection. Keep in mind, we spoke about sex. We didn't speak about sex one time. Like, it was the nicest, like, chillest night. He sends me a collection. I'm not joking you. It was probably 20 toys in this picture.
The fuck does he do with those?
And he's like, which one should I use while I'm looking at your page?
What?
I'm like,
why do men blow it? Why do they think women are like this? They're
we
so
are not like that.
He went on a good date. He was normal. And he had to blow it being a creepy sexual predator the next day.
Ew, he was literally like, which toy do you want me to peg myself with? And you yes, were supposed to be like, oh, so hot.
There is every type of toy in this. And so I didn't know what to say. So I responded and I was like, wow, that's quite the collection. He's like, oh, this isn't everything. I have cages.
Humble brag.
He was about to cage you the fuck up, feed you carrots, and pretend you were a pet rabbit.
Yo, only cages.
Only cages. Goodbye.
Yeah, he's like, I have a double-ended dildo. And I'm like, wow, okay. So how about later that evening, I get a notification on OnlyFans that Walnuts has sent you a free trial to their OnlyFans. I click it and it's him. He's had OnlyFans his own this whole time.
SOS. No. SOS abort mission.
Wow.
Yeah. So he had it this whole time, pretended to my face that he had no clue what it was. And meanwhile, he's got videos on there jerking off his like midget penis.
Wow. This is uncomfortable.
The proper word is dwarf penis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think the proper word is micro penis.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? At least I dodged a bullet here because I definitely would have went out with him again, but
wow.
I mean, that's a terrifying story, actually.
I'm sitting here flabbergasted as fuck. I don't know.
So the next day, I'm at the bar with my friends watching the Vikings game, and I'm telling them this story. And a couple hours later, the bartender comes up to me. He's like, hey, I overheard your story, so I don't want to be a weirdo. I actually follow you on OnlyFans, too.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Spice. This is what I have to say. You have a lot of fucking followers in a lot of fucking places.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It's 2021, guys. We are in positive mode. So we're going to do better for our skin, do better for our everyday activities, and Apostrophe is going to help you do that. They're going to get you on a great, great skin regimen.
Prescription acne treatments really work, but they're hard to get. Like, why are you going to the drugstore and spending a ton of money on this and that and trying all these things when a prescription from a doctor will take care of your problem?
Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. And the best part of Apostrophe offers topical and oral medication, so you can treat your acne from the inside out or the outside in.
Yo, give me all the oral medication.
All the oral.
Listen, this is how easy Apostrophe makes it. You're going to snap a few photos of your areas that you'd like to improve. You're going to literally take it at different angles. Boom, boom, boom. Selfies. You guys are used to this.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to send it in to their dermatologist. Their dermatologist will look at it and get back to you with a customized treatment plan that's just for you.
Get $15 off your visit with board-certified dermatologists at apostrophe.com/bad examples and use our code bad examples. This code is only available for our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/bad examples and begin your visit. Then again, use your code bad examples at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatologist visit.
Submitting for an appointment was super quick, super easy. It was like me and Tracy were like, let's do
it. In and out. It took seconds.
Yeah. It's all online. It's amazing. It's genius. And I did it for my dark spots that were a gift of pregnancy.
Mm, the gift that keeps on giving, really.
It truly is.
Yes.
And honestly, my prescription skincare is making such a difference in my skin. And I'm so thankful for Apostrophe.
That's apostrophe.com/bad examples. Use that code bad examples to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thanks, Apostrophe.
We love you.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Tina.
And we're the hosts of the podcast, Obsessed with the Best.
We met in a spin class in New York City.
Right after my Brazilian wax.
Oof.
And we've been friends ever since. We've worked as actresses, singers, models, makeup artists, and producers.
Depending on the week, we're doing something totally different. And because of our jobs, we have to try everything. Products, trends, you name it.
And then we give you the real deal over drinks.
We promise to only talk about the best of the best, the things we're absolutely obsessed with.
And we cover it all because we know that a book and a documentary can add just as much value to your life as a jade roller and a cocktail.
Welcome to Obsessed with the Best with Alex and Tina. Don't forget to like, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Obsessed with the Best Pod.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Jenny, can you, for the listeners that don't know about polyamory, can you explain that to them too?
Sure. Yeah. So polyamory is, most people look at it and they think it's kind of like an open relationship, and it is similar. However, it's not like swinging. It's not just sex-based, but we actually have relationships with anyone that we date. So I'm married. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's my nesting partner. That's who I live with. That's who I have my children
with.
Such
a fancy title.
Yeah. But we are open to dating other people. It's consensual.
Together only or separate?
Separately.
Oh, okay.
We had a girlfriend who lived with us. I dated for about 3 years. And she was part of our family. My kids called her their other mother.
Wow.
We're no longer together. It didn't end because we're polyamorous. A lot of people speculate about that.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships end.
Sure,
monogamous
course, yeah.
And polyamorous, you know.
True.
But so many people in society, right, they separate because somebody cheats a lot of times. And monogamy works for a lot of people. It also doesn't work for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And rather than lying or cheating or jumping from relationship to relationship, my marriage is important to me. It's important to my husband. We're honest and we're attracted to more than just each other. Mm-hmm. And it was something that we wanted to try. And so I wrote that article. Honestly, I wrote it as a blog post. Just I made a little blog for myself. Mm-hmm. And I shared it in Facebook in a mom group. And there was about 2,000 people in the group. There was a brand developer from Los Angeles randomly in that group who read this housewife from Alabama's, you know, little blog post about my polyamorous life, and was like, you know what, I think I could help you edit this if you'd like to rewrite it, and we could submit it to like Scary Mommy or somewhere like that. These blogs are pretty progressive. I think they would like this.
Cool. And that's so awesome.
And I'm also really body positive. I'm really sex positive. I wasn't always. I had kind of a religious background. So to go from that lifestyle to the lifestyle that I have now was shocking for a lot of people. But you know what? It's kind of who I always was. I think I looked to religion to fix what was wrong with me when really there was nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
You know, you don't pray away the urge to want to sleep with someone of the same sex. You don't, you know, those things, I don't think they have to be bad. They don't have to be nasty. It doesn't have to. And I just was taught to believe that it was. And so I tried to suppress it. And I think religion was the way that I did it. I do think there are still a lot of good aspects to religion. I think it's great for people to have faith. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't.
If I
agree.
Have to lie about who I am, right?
Yeah, no, of course. Know? It's
well, I think this is a lot of it with religion is that as people grow up from like what their parents tell them that they are, and then they grow up, they come out of whatever religion they were because they realize like, oh, I'm doing a lot of hypocritical things based on this. So I maybe I'm not what I thought that I was.
Right.
I remember I used to teach CCD and I asked my priest one day and he was like, oh yeah, we're Catholic. You wear condom. We don't believe in condoms. And I was like, hold on. So like, what do you mean? Like he goes, yo, you only have sex when you want to procreate. I was like,
he said, yo,
hold on.
Wow.
You're telling me I got to wait till marriage to have sex with somebody. And then when we're married, I'm only supposed to have sex with them when I want to procreate.
You're going to have 27 kids.
Hold on. Not. This year, this year, 27 kids. I was I was like, hold on. So I was like, maybe I got questions, but anyway, I get what you're saying.
We live in a small town in Alabama of all the places in the world. So for me
you
to
said
come
it,
out
us.
Yeah. For me to come out as polyamorous in a small town in Alabama, you can imagine what that was already like. But we prepared the kids. Like, and my son said something that I put in my article, my oldest son. He was like, Mom, my generation is way different than yours.
Yeah.
He was
like, I think we're way less affected by things like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was like, if you're happy and you're good, I'm happy and I'm good.
Oh,
like, fuck what other people think, you know, live your life. And he meant it. And my other kids did too. And my middle son was funny. He said, I went to school and my friends were like, dude, so your mom has a girlfriend? And I said, yeah. And they were like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, an 18-year-old boy's mind? Are you kidding? It must be. Right. They must be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right. And then, like, my younger son, he is incredibly smart he's very rational with his thinking, and so when kids asked him about it, he was just like, yep, that's our life. And they were like, so how do you have three parents? And he was like, I just do. He was like, I don't know, it's just like,
I mean, kids only
there to take care of me.
Kids only know what they're taught. They don't really know anything's wrong until somebody tells them it's wrong.
Yep.
That's where like racism comes from, is like they weren't born racist. Like, someone's teaching them this shit, you know?
Yep.
So it's like, if your kids are cool with like having three parents, like that's because that's what they've been raised to think. So it's nothing weird for them, and it wouldn't be because it's normal because that's what they were taught. And that's, I think that's good that you've opened them up to people judging us so we wouldn't judge other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my kids also have each had at this point in their lives, friends come out to them at school. And again, we live in Alabama. That's not always very widely accepted.
Your kids are probably the first people that they would go to because they know that they'd be understanding. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
That must be a good feeling to feel like you raised kids that other people can come talk to.
It really is. Like, sometimes I get kind of emotional about it because they're good kids, man. Like, I don't care what they grow up to do. I don't give a shit what their job is. I don't care, you know, if they make $1 million. They're good people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like they help other people. They love other people. They don't judge them. I think there is something fundamentally wrong with people who humiliate other people for their sexuality or their race or their job.
At the end of the day, who cares? She has a girlfriend. That's their life. Who cares?
But like, I love how does it bother you? How is it affecting anybody's life? Like,
people are just so bored and they hate themselves.
It's so weird to me how people obsess over other people. It's like, so like, how do you have so little going on in your own life that you have nothing better to
do? No happiness. You try to suck it from other people.
It's so weird.
It's absurd. And you know what? That's another thing about this business. I will be honest with you. I probably get called a whore online at least.
I get called a whore and I don't have an OnlyFans. Like, what do you mean? Like, people love being like, oh my God, Tracy posted like a picture with her bathing suit. She's a whore. Like, I was like, what?
Right.
Yeah. What?
And I'm like, first of all,
I'm at a resort, bitch.
I'm at a private beach. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like pro slut, so you're not even offending me.
I mean, yeah, live your life. Let's behind closed doors, so are we, so, you know.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday, so see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.